The story on last week's program about tennis players who grunt loudly when they hit the ball elicited this response from one listener. They do not grunt. They scream and shriek. I no longer listen to or watch women's tennis. Another listener who identified him or herself only as a former tennis fan wrote, "How would the players react if all the tennis fans watching a match repeated each noise the players made? Scream for scream, grunt for grunt." 2 weeks ago, our program was devoted to marking the 40th anniversary of the passage of Title IX. On our Facebook page, Dan Rigney wrote, "Your Title IX show was terrific. As a parent of a 6-year-old girl, I truly appreciate the opportunities my daughter will have that my mother could never have imagined." Maria Carey Warburton also visited our Facebook page and wrote, "Great show. As a woman who played college sports in the late 70s and early 80s, now the parent of 2 sons, both college student athletes, I see huge benefits Title IX has brought and some of the supposedly unintended consequences. But I agree that the loss of men's programs has much more to do with the revenue versus non-revenue sports than with the need to continue to work toward equal opportunities for men and women." Frank Delestrito, a listener in Houston, commended Only a Game for, quote, "intelligence, literacy, humor, and wonderful interviews." I tried to keep Mr. Delestrito's words in mind when I read the email David Priver of San Diego sent us this week. He wrote as follows, "One day after the Sandusky verdict and 2 days after a great NBA final, we get a full, incredibly boring hour on Title IX. Ridiculous." Another listener, Maureen Leary Naughton, emailed to say she was struck by, quote, "how little has changed since Title IX became the law. When one of your guests stated that 80% of colleges are out of compliance, my heart sank," she wrote, "but I suppose it's better than nothing. Unless we as a society continue to demand athletic equality by financially shunning colleges and universities that fail to comply with the law, things will not change much going forward. Thank you for being part of the effort to shine the light on where we stand today. It certainly awakened me." And finally, a listener who identified himself as a veterinarian wrote as follows, "So, should we find it disturbing, ironic, or significant that right smack in the middle of a tribute to Title IX, you referred to Secretariat as a he?" None of the above. You can reach us through onlyagame.org. You can leave a message on the listener line by calling 617-353-1860. And you can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Only a Game Radio. It's 22 and a half minutes before the hour.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals serving global 1,000 companies, oliverwyman.com. And Trader Joe's, traveling the world to source a variety of foods and beverages like pizza from Italy and cheddar from Australia. Locations at traderjoes.com. This is NPR.